Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 8 from verse 38. The Reckoning Day, part 1. The Reckoning Day. Now this is a very solemn verse, a very solemn discourse. It can't be anything else. Listen to what Christ says. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with his holy angels. Mark chapter 8, verse 38. This follows hard on to that section we've been looking at. It's all part of it. Jesus has been setting before us the two lives. He's been calling us to the eternal life, the spiritual life. We can live for this world, this age, or we can live for eternity, for God, for the soul. We can nurture the body, or we can nurture the soul. We can nurture the mind, or we can nurture the soul. And it all leads to a reckoning day. Verse 38. Now, what does Jesus mean by this generation? He uses a Greek word, genia. And it's possible that this word can mean generation, or it can mean race, or it can mean age. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, literally this 40 years, that kind of thing, or in this adulterous and sinful race, meaning for the Jews, I suppose. Or it could mean ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful age. Now, I come down myself on the thought of age, the culture in which we are, the age in which we're living. Now, I'm thinking of 1 Corinthians chapters 1 and 2. The cultures of this age. Galatians 1:4, Christ has delivered us from this sinful, wicked, evil, apostate age, this culture in which we live. It's adulterous and sinful, says Christ. Now, of course, there are changes in culture as the years go by, but the fundamental, the root of this generation, this age, this culture, what Christ is speaking of here, is adulterous and sinful. This is a highly confrontational word, isn't it? And we need this. We need to understand this. There are two ages here. There are two ages for the world. There are two ages for the individual. What do I mean by that? But take the individual. Believer, you had an old man. What words was that? That's what you were in Adam. But you are a new man. What is that? That's what you are in Christ. There's a before and after. Before you were regenerated, before you were united to Christ, before you came to faith. And there's the age now, the new age in which you're living. The old age is described as adulterous and sinful. Our corruption in Adam, our sin in Adam. Read Romans chapter 1. You'll see this is what we were like in Adam, suppressing the truth. Faithless to God, rejecting God. We might have been religious and decent and all the rest of it, but basically, fundamentally, root and branch, we were against God. And it's the same for the world. Adulterous, faithless to God. Read Romans 1 again. The natural man hates the things of God, thinks it's foolish. 1 Corinthians 2, Romans 8. Romans chapter 1 suppresses the new truth of God. Idolatrous, worships self and any amount of gods other than the true God. Nietzsche, for example, said we've killed God. He was, that's what he was about. But he dreaded the results, of course. It's against God, anti-Christ. Now, this is what Christ is saying here. There are these two generations, these two ages, these two cultures, these two systems. There's the culture of this age. There's the culture, the system of this world. and there's the culture of Christ and the soul and eternity. And you cannot have both, 34 to 37. It's one or the other. We're born in this culture. Adam's culture can be born, but we can be born again into the culture of Christ. We can be transferred, translated from one realm, one system, one culture to another. The blood of Christ does deliver sinners from this present evil age, Galatians 1:4. So the hymn says, is it Francis Ridley Havergal? Who will leave the world side? Who will leave the world? Who will quit the world? This is what John writes to believers. You can imagine what he would say to unbelievers. Do not love the world. I'm reading from 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. Doesn't mean to say you can't have any affections here, but don't love the principles, the culture of this age. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. James 4, friend of the world, enemy of God. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lusts of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does comes not from the Father, but from the world. There's the choice. The world and its desires pass away, fading. Fading is the worldling's pleasure. All is pomp, boasted pomp and show. Solid joys and lasting treasure, none but Zion's children know. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. John Bunyan talked about Vanity Fair in the town of vanity, and that's the culture of this age. So, the reckoning day, part one, reckon on this, my friend. There are these two ages, these two cultures, these two generations, these two races. Which one do you belong to? The world or God? Do you live for this age or for eternity? And remember, there is a reckoning day. More of that in the next discourse. But there is a reckoning day. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, can be literally so, but spiritually so it is. The Son of Man, Christ, will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. Be ready for that day, my friend, and get ready now.